This audio information from Developing Patient Partnerships is designed to help you manage your health and well-being. The following audio information is not intended to be medical advice or a substitute for medical advice. You should seek advice before relying on this audio information if you are pregnant, taking medication, involved in any form of medical treatment, or if symptoms persist.
Wouldn't it be fantastic if there was something you could do that could help you relieve stress, make you feel happier, help you lose weight and look better, give you energy and generally make you feel good about yourself? Oh, and help you live longer too? There is. It's called exercise. This podcast is brought to you by the DPP Health at Work, the UK's specialist provider of wellbeing information. And over the next few minutes, we're going to look at how exercise is one of the best cures for stress and how it can be something enjoyable that you can fit into your daily life. Keeping active improves your awareness and self-esteem, as well as building up your stamina, strength, and flexibility. All these things will give you more energy, feel less stressed, and more able to cope with life. Our bodies are not designed for slow, inactive lives. We're moving beings. Some form of exercise can help to release pent-up feelings. Exercise can be a great way of triggering the body's relaxation response. The reasons why are clear. The stress response evolved to help us survive emergencies, to either fight danger or run from it. But in modern life, we rarely have to do either of these things. You can't run away from an overdraft or a heavy workload, so the effects of stresses like this can build up. But getting active helps unblock mental and muscular tension so that you actually have more energy and better sleep, both of which are really important when you're coping with stress. Exercise has been proven time and time again to be one of the single most effective things you can do to make sure you live a long and healthy life. That means that even small steps towards getting more active can help you to be healthier, happier, and live longer. It's quite amazing. So if being active can have such a total effect on how we feel physically and mentally, why are we not all doing it? Why do some people seem to spend half their lives at the gym while others struggle to find time to go for a walk? The two reasons you might find regular exercising a struggle are lack of time and lack of motivation. The reason that some people seem to manage to stay fit and active is not necessarily that they lead lives of leisure, but that they know how to exercise and are confident of the results of exercise. If you know how to exercise and you're clear of the benefits to your body both mentally and physically, you'll be far more motivated to work out ways of fitting exercise in or being active in your daily life. Take a few moments now to write down the good things that exercise would bring to your life, such as helping you lose weight or feel fitter. We should all aim to do at least 30 minutes of physical activity every day. Obviously, some people will naturally have more active lives than others, depending on the type of job you do or if you have small children. The more active you are, the better, though. Before you panic about the prospect of trying to fit more into your hectic life or exposing yourself to a gym full of body beautifuls, remember the trick with exercise is to keep it simple. Think about when you might fit being active into your everyday life. Be creative. Once you start to consider all the small steps you can take to be active, you'll find there's a whole range of possibilities for you. Set small specific goals like taking the stairs every day at work. This will give you more of a sense of achievement than vague goals such as getting more active. You can also then start to build your level of activity at your own pace. Find a form of exercise that works for you and that you're more likely to enjoy. If you don't like running, then don't run. If you like dancing, then go dancing instead. Forcing yourself to do something you don't enjoy will only add to your stress. The aim is to get moving, and that can mean such an enormous range of different activities and can be broken down into manageable amounts of time. Here are a few ideas to help get you started. Walking to and from work. This will mean that you start and end your day feeling more energized. Obviously, this won't be possible for people who work too far from home to walk. But if you use public transport, you could get off a couple of stops early and walk the rest of the way. If you work inside, make sure you get out at lunchtime. This will help you put stressful events into perspective, and going for a walk will count as part of your exercise for the day. You'd be surprised about how taking the stairs instead of the lift or escalator adds up. Have a think about your journey to and from work and consider how you might include more movement in it. At the very least, that extra stroll might help break up a mundane journey. If you have children, get out and play some games together or get a friend to come along and go for a walk in the park. Remember that any kind of activity that gets your heart rate up and gets you slightly out of breath counts. So cleaning the car, doing the housework, all help, provided you do them briskly and with enthusiasm. Just think of them as a chance to get moving and keep the momentum going. And as you get more used to using your body and as you get fitter, exercise will start to feel really good, even if it was a struggle to begin with. The next stage comes when you start to miss it if you don't do it. The journey to making exercise and the benefits you get from it mentally and physically become part of your life. This begins with small steps, and it can start with you imagining a mental picture of what it would feel like to move with more grace and less effort. Finally, pedometers. They're inexpensive and are a great way of measuring how well you're doing by telling you how active you've been one day compared to the next. It's much more important to pay attention to how much you've increased your activity rather than worrying about reaching a particular number of steps in a day, because everyone's different.